Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Australians without a job will receive a permanent increase of $25 per week to the JobSeeker payment once the coronavirus supplement ends in March. It is an extra $3.57 per day. Welfare groups say it is not good enough. Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service says it needed to be increased by at least $25 per day.
Whether or not thousands of children, single parents, students, people with a disability, people with chronic illness, all out there at the moment unable to get enough paid work, relying on this lifeline job seeker payment, people are being forced to make impossible decisions. It needs to be absolute minimum increase by $25 a day up to $65 per day.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese and Greens leader Adam Bandt have received their first doses of a coronavirus vaccine. A second delivery from Pfizer has arrived in Sydney containing 166,000 doses. Another 120,000 doses will arrive next week. Health Minister Greg Hunt says 80,000 doses will be made available over the coming week.
50,000 to the states, 30,000 to aged care through the Commonwealth, and we'll do the same in week three of the program. It's important that we have consistency.
Air New Zealand will trial a digital vaccination passport on flights between Sydney and Auckland in April. The new Travel Pass phone app will store COVID-19 test results and vaccination details in one place that can be shared between airlines and border control agencies. The airline says its use should speed up the check-in process and give passengers confidence that everyone on board is meeting government travel requirements. A new course has been launched by the eSafety Commission to help older Australians learn how to use the internet and do mobile banking. More than 60% of seniors use online banking at least once a month, but many are yet to try it due to security fears. The course provides advice on how to safely download mobile banking apps, be aware of potential scams, and create strong passwords. Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says it comes at a crucial time with older Australians encouraged to stay at home due to the pandemic.
A great new course on mobile banking is something that will help them manage their money and a place at a time for them while helping them physically distance and minimize the need to go to a branch.
More than 500,000 people in the United States have died with coronavirus. Daily infection numbers and the number of people going to hospital with coronavirus has decreased to the lowest level since before the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. President Joe Biden has announced changes to the government's pandemic assistance program, allowing small businesses owned by women and people of colour to qualify for payment support.
Small businesses are the engines of our economic progress. They're the glue in the heart and soul of our communities. But they're getting crushed. Since the beginning of this pandemic, 400,000 small businesses have closed. 400,000. And millions more are hanging by a thread. It's hurting Black, Latino, and Asian American communities the hardest.
In football, Australian coach Tony Popovich has been sacked by second-tier club Xanthi FC. His tenure ends just 9 games into the new season, where the team is 5th on the table and just 4 points behind the first-placed team. SBS reports the Greek players in the team allegedly refused to play for Mr. Popovich, leaving half a dozen Australian players in the squad with an uncertain future. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. This is SBS News in Easy English.